I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois High School Association banned sports teams from practicing as long as the state's shelter-in-place order remains in effect. But IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson says if teams are allowed to organize by early August, he's confident fall sports will go on as planned.
I'm optimistic that we'll have that opportunity. I know that there's others out there saying and concerned about the entire fall season, you know, that it may be a wash.
But Anderson acknowledges any crowd size limits issued by the state would mean many events would have to go on without fans in the stands. Meanwhile, Illinois' Black community is having a tougher time accessing COVID-19 tests and staying at home than other racial groups. That's one of several points organizers discussed during an online NAACP forum. Sam Dunklaw has more.
Hundreds of participants and even the state's public health director and lieutenant governor all met virtually over the weekend to highlight barriers the Black community has faced during the pandemic. For example, when Illinois' tests were being limited to those with a doctor's note, Black folks had a harder time getting one and might not have been tested at all. IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says the virus has exposed deep-seated racial divides.
When you get a community that has not gotten the care that they need, and then you stick some crazy new virus on top of it, it's going to exploit what's already there.
Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, meanwhile, pointed out that not even the stay-at-home order is created equal. A study showed 80% of Black workers nationwide have no choice but to go to work in person. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
The Illinois Supreme Court will, for the first time in its history, hear oral arguments through video conference because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The court is scheduled to hear 11 cases May 12th through 14th. Court personnel will have training sessions with lawyers involved in the cases so they will know what to expect from the virtual sessions. And Illinois lawmakers face a May 3rd deadline to approve a joint resolution that would alter how the state's congressional and legislative maps are drawn to help make elections more competitive. Legislators typically draw maps every decade by using new census data without getting input from the public. The process sparked criticism and some residents and many government reform groups. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The Southern Illinois Health Departments have released more statements saying they have new cases reported. So as those continue to rise in Southern Illinois, we see five new cases from the Southern 7 Health Department. Williamson County reports one new case, along with Jackson County in Southern Illinois. Now, yesterday, during the daily COVID-19 briefing from Governor J.B. Pritzker, he delivered the message to downstate residents who view COVID-19 as a Chicago problem.
COVID-19 knows no county or regional boundaries. It's clear that some people are simply looking at the number of cases in a county and not looking at the infection rate.
Pritzker said two of the five highest infection rates in Illinois are downstate counties, Jasper and Randolph. Good morning from WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner.